Welcome to the Clubhouse with Shane Bacon. I'm your host, Shane Bacon. And yes, that sound you hear is everyone rushing to the websites, Expedia and such, trying to get flights to Napa. Tiger Woods has officially announced, he's made it absolutely official, he's back. He is back on the PGA Tour. Tiger will be playing the Safeway next week in Napa. I had to do an emergency pod this Friday just to talk a little bit about Tiger and expectations and what we should see next week when we get this guy back. It's been 411 days since he played a PGA Tour round, 1,139 days since the last top five on the PGA Tour, 1,160 days since his last win, 3,046 days since his last major. Those are big numbers, but he is back, and he's taken the appropriate time away. I think that's extremely important. I have Bob Parrig coming up from ESPN.com. Great golf writer, great golf insider, to talk a little bit about Tiger and what we're expecting coming up. I mean, you know, we've seen him have some great rounds. We've seen him play really well. Really, the last time we saw him out on the PGA Tour, he finished in the top 10. And, of course, haven't seen him this year. But saw him last week at the Ryder Cup, and now we get Tiger Woods back swinging golf clubs. Who knows what golf clubs those will be or how his swing looks or how far he's hitting it. Jesper Parnevik sure thinks he's been playing some great golf. But exciting stuff. I mean, the offseason is here, and we get one of the biggest golf stories of the year. So golf not done yet in 2016. But I wanted to tell you first, this Friday, surprise All Tiger Clubhouse podcast is brought to you by Swing Juice, the leader in golf t-shirts for all types of golfers. Swing Juice makes amazing topical tees, including a new one this week following that U.S. win at the Ryder Cup. You go check out the Champions Cup t-shirt. It's got Old Glory on the front with the Ryder Cup silhouette covering it. Such a cool shirt for any American proud of what the boys did at Hazeltine. Use the promo code BACON for 20% off your order, meaning the shirt's going to cost you just about 20 bucks. That's nothing. Check it out at swingjuice.com and use that promo code BACON and make sure you check out that t-shirt. It is a really cool idea. There's actually a couple of Ryder Cup winning t-shirts on there, so get yourself something to celebrate what the boys did at Hazeltine. Okay, enough of me. I wanted to get to Bob right away. It was nice of him to join me. I know he's really busy, of course, with all this Tiger news coming down, people booking flights and getting hotel rooms and all that. I will be at the event next week. I'm going to go early and ask him some questions at the press conference and walk around with him the first round, just see what his game looks like between the ropes. So that'll be exciting. Hopefully get a couple of other podcasts getting us ready for Tiger's return on Thursday. But right now, Bob Herrig, ESPN.com, on the podcast. And we now welcome into the clubhouse ESPN senior writer Bob Herrig. And Bob, it's finally happened. Tiger Woods is finally back to playing golf in some capacity. I think we all knew the news was coming, but when you finally saw it break on Friday, what were your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts were, I think, finally. You know, finally, he's going to tee it up again. I think there's a lot of questioning as to why it's taken so long. And I don't mean that to sound crass. Obviously, he went through two back surgeries a year ago. And then obviously had a lengthy recovery and rehab, and took him a while before he started playing again. But then there were these signs that he was going to come back. You know, it looked like he was getting ready to play in tournaments again. And then the news sort of went away, and we weren't hearing anything about it. So it's interesting that he's coming back now. Maybe he had it in his head all along. He was going to take a year. If so, I think that's fine. I think that's great for him. It's smart. Now comes the next stage of his career, and can he piece this back together?
Yeah, and you said it. I mean, he took the allotted time away to get healthy, to feel like he's capable of playing multiple events, possibly playing four rounds of golf without having to possibly WD. He's always pushed this comeback. He's always seemed to come back a little earlier than you think. Do you feel like he knows this is the last hoorah, in a sense? This is his last chance to actually come out and possibly be competitive, especially knowing that, he just spent the week with 24, 25-year-old players that, you know, hit it 340 yards and aren't scared of anything?
I have to believe that he knows that the starting and stopping and starting again is just not the way to go. That's never going to work. It seemed like in 2014 there was a big push. You know, obviously when he had the surgery and he missed two majors, then there was a big push to be ready for the next two majors. And it, you know, when you step back from it now, and if you could give him truth serum, he'd probably say that was an unwise, unrealistic way to approach it. The idea of just playing golf and competing needs to be the first step. I mean, I've heard it even said now, you know, hey, you know, he's got however long, 6 months to get ready for the Masters. I don't think anybody should think in those terms. He's got to be able to, you know, play consecutive days in a row, be able to practice afterward, recover, then maybe play the next week or play 2 weeks out of three. You know, I mean, that's the way a tour golfer operates. You can't be playing once a month. Because if you're having to spend all that time in between just recovering and then you're trying to gear back up again, you're never going to be competitive with Jason Day and Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed and these guys. They're working at their game nonstop. So I do sort of think he feels like, you know, it's not going to do me any good to, you know, to go back out there and then and have a setback.
And Bob, I just want to say, I think Patrick Reed has never been happier than you throwing him in that four-name list right there. It's got to make him so pumped up to know he's finally made that top five list. What do you look at as expectations? I mean, Tiger has always said, you've sat in hundreds of press conferences with Tiger Woods where he said, I'm here to win, I'm here to win, I'm here to win. It's what he always has always regurgitated. What are your thoughts on his actual expectations this week, even if he does sit in front of the press conference on Tuesday and say, I still think I can win this?
Well, first of all, I hope he doesn't say that. I just think that that is so counterproductive. And I know that's how his mind works. It's why he's been so great. He thinks differently than most of us, you know. But the bottom line is having some realistic expectations and lowering other people's expectations is not such a bad thing here. You know, in any other sport, you know, what happens when a guy comes back from an injury? Well, he's allowed to get in the competitive arena, but not at the top level. You know, in baseball, you have the minor leagues. In hockey, they have the minor leagues. In basketball, they would have, you know, he can scrimmage with his team, which is could be full out work. Same in football. In golf, there's no way to simulate it. You know, he can play as many rounds as he wants to with his buddies, and he could put, you know, X thousands of dollars on the line. It's not going to be the same as stepping in between the ropes at a PGA Tour event where it all counts and all eyes are on you. And so to think that you're going to come back after all this time and be competitive, you know, maybe he'll surprise us, but he'd be so much better off if he under promises and over delivers. And I think this is you know, a great time for him to just sort of take that attitude. You know, look, I'm just coming back this week. I've got two more tournaments I'm hoping to play the rest of this year with no cut. Let's see where I stand after that. And then, you know, when he gets into 2017, maybe he can start to put some expectations on himself.
So what would you consider a good week for Tiger at the Safeway? I mean, is it just making the cut? Is it just being healthy and not having to WD or wince or grab his back?
I think making the cut would be incredible. I think getting through two rounds, healthy, having no other issues, you know, let's say, you know, it's spotty, you know, shoots a couple of 74s or 5s, what have you, that would be great, I think. Now, obviously, if he did better than that, it would be terrific, but if he were to do something like that, I think that's fine. It's a building block, you know. You got to get over those first tee jitters. Let's be honest, Tiger has had first tee jitters when he's been at the top of his game. You know, imagine what it's going to be like now. He's human. He can't help it. And, you know, if some of these rumblings about him maybe playing with Phil come true, I think that ratchets it up even a little bit more. So, you know, I think the main thing at this point is practice, play, and then take it from there. We don't really know how much he's been able to work at his game. I mean, the whole week of the Ryder Cup, he wasn't able to work on his game. This week, back home in Florida, you know, there was a hurricane barreling down on where he lives. Not sure if he left, if he was able to get in the work that he wanted to. He's got a foundation event at Pebble Beach before the Safeway on the Monday, Tuesday. Is he hitting balls there? You know, I mean, all these things are questions you'd love to have answered right now, just to have a sense of where his game is. And I think it's hard to expect that his game is going to be at a top level.
Well, and this is coming off the heels of Jesper Parnevik telling Golf Digest that he sees Tiger at Medalist, and he said, quote, he's been hitting a lot of balls, and he's hitting it great. He's pounding it a mile and flushing everything on the range. It looks like the Tiger we knew 15 years ago. Were you surprised when you heard that from Jesper Parnevik?
I was, because there's been absolutely no other reports that are even close to that. To be honest with you, there's not really been a lot of reports. I mean, since Tiger hit those balls in the water at Congressional before his tournament back in June, or maybe I guess that was back in May when he did that, then he was public at his tournament in June. There's really been very little come out about what he's been doing. You know, there's not been tons of, you know, eyewitness accounts of him playing, which has led to the speculation that he's not playing. That doesn't necessarily mean that's true. It could be people have kept quiet. It could mean he went to the Bahamas, could have gone somewhere else, could be really working hard on a short game in his backyard. But the Parnevik stuff, you know, and who knows how long ago that interview was given. Certainly that's encouraging. If that's anywhere remotely close to being true, that would be great news. I saw Tiger at the event in Houston at the end of April when he opened the golf course, Blue Jack National, and he played five holes with Mark O'Meara, and then afterward told us it was the first holes he had played. And given that, I thought at the time it looked pretty good. Now, it didn't look great. He looked like a guy who was rusty. Had he hit balls on the range before? They had like a little contest where they were trying to hit a target way out there, and he was drilling some three irons at it, and it looked pretty good. But for a guy who had been what he'd been through, and for playing his first holes of golf, as he said, I thought it looked pretty good. And you know, you would have thought, okay, maybe he's 6 weeks away or so from coming back. And of course, that never happened. We don't know. Was there a setback? It's quite possible there might have been a setback in May, June, or July where he had to take some time off again. You know, these are the things that would be great if we would be told that, or if they would tell us that, because I think that would even, you know, put it in perspective even more if you knew that there were some issues along the way.
Well, you know, and something I've been thinking a lot about, knowing that this return was you know, coming right on the heels of a Ryder Cup that Tiger was in attendance at, is, you know, Tiger spent a week watching the likes of Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed, Rory, you know, playing golf at an incredibly competitive level. I mean, you think about Phil versus Sergio on Sunday and they shoot the match in 63s. I mean, these people were playing outrageous golf at Hazeltine. Now that Tiger announced his return, I almost feel like there has to be a sense in his mind, after watching the golf shots hit for three straight days and the practice rounds, that he has to at least think that he can do something that mirrors that to an extent. I mean, if he was watching these guys play golf and was thinking to himself, I don't have this anymore, I almost feel like he wouldn't have made this return.
I agree with that. I think that's a good point. I think in the past it was different. You know, Tiger used to think he could just come back and it would be there. And we saw it. I mean, you know, when he came back from the knee surgery after the U.S. Open in 2009, it was like his third event back that he won. He has made a history in his career of taking long breaks and coming back and playing well. The big difference, though, well, there's two. You know, a back issue is completely different. You know, he's got to be swinging the club differently now. And also, when he left, his swing was not in great shape. I mean, it was still a work in progress. I remember writing and saying after he tied for 10th in Greensboro, you know, this is a nice building block for him going into the off season. He can at least feel good about having contended and felt that again. But now he's got a lot of work to do to hone the swing with Chris Como. You know, they had missed a lot of time together. And that off season last fall was supposed to be the time when they were going to kind of get back to work and try to groove it and build on it. Well, of course, that never happened. You know, he had the two back surgeries, and then it was almost another 6 months before he hit balls again. And just getting back to being able to be upright and swinging the club probably had to take precedent before he got into any serious working on his golf swing. So, you know, that's why I think people have to give this some time. You know, this is this is going to take a while. I mean, it might, you know, maybe it's 6, 8, 10, 12 tournaments. How many times do guys come back from injuries and it takes them all year before they start to feel comfortable again? I would think it would be the same with Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, you think about Rory McIlroy and the soccer injury and coming back and playing competitive, but it wasn't, you know, the Rory that we knew that might follow up a round of 70 with a round of 65. He didn't have that ability to go that low, and it's simply because, as you mentioned earlier, and I thought it was a great point, you know, when he's not playing, if he's taking 2 weeks off just to recover health-wise, all these other guys are out there grinding. I mean, they're hitting range balls and working on their short games and doing everything to perfect their golf game to be competitive. I was going to ask you, why do you feel like this golf course in Silverado is the place that Tiger wanted to make his return? Because we talked about the first tee jitters for sure, but this is also a guy that's had a little bit of the driver yips. It's almost something people don't talk about as much, struggling a bit with the driver and almost likes the type of golf courses where he can hit the little 2-iron and know he can find the fairway and not have a 4-iron left in.
I'll be honest, my gut on this is the golf course has no impact on this decision.
Okay.
That's just my you know, no knowledge, insight other than just my hunch. He knows he needs to play. He knows it probably helps the PGA Tour a great deal to come back at this event. The following week, he has the very next week, he has the 20th anniversary of his foundation. So, like, he couldn't play then. You know, I think there was some of it had to do with, you know, other issues, but I don't really think it's the golf course. Although I would say he should be looking for benign golf courses to play right now. And I've heard it said, oh, you know, he should wait until Torrey. You know, make sure you're ready for Torrey Pines. Well, I just think the whole Torrey Pines thing's out the window for right now. You know, that's obviously won there all those times, has had great success there. That was when he didn't have a bad back. And that's not an easy golf course these days. They've grown the rough there. You know, we've seen the scores not that low. It's a tough driving course, especially the South course. You know, I mean, obviously, if he's ready to go, come back there, sure, play there. But he needs to be able to find his groove a little bit before he's messing with the hardest golf courses, which has always been sort of, you know, his MO. And that's why I always thought earlier this year, playing the majors made no sense whatsoever, even if he was ready. It's just why put yourself through that? Why have to hit out of, you know, ankle deep rough to try to, you know, it's probably not a good recipe for building confidence.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole. It's in the hole.
Just a reminder, everybody, to check out swingjuice.com, leader in golf t-shirts across all the internet. If you've never ordered from Swing Juice and want to check out some of their original ideas, give the custom juice box a shot. For just $79, you get 4 of their most popular styles, and if you use the offer code BACON at checkout, you'll save 20% on that order. If you know someone that needs a birthday gift, go to Swing Juice and hook them up. The stuff's so great. I got my uncle a golf and taco shirt the other day. He was all pumped up. He's already worn it. Swingjuice.com, offer code BACON will save you 20%. Bob, nobody really, I would say, in golf media is you know, as in the know as you are, especially when it comes to Tiger Woods. Do you get the sense and the feeling that he still has a passion for this sport, that he still has a passion to go out there and compete, or do you almost feel like he's doing this because he feels like there's nothing else that he should or could be doing at this point?
You know, that's a great question. I've heard a lot of people speculate on it, and it's really hard to know. I think human nature suggests that he can't have the same passion that he once had. It's been 20 years. You know, very few people sustain it for that length of time in any sport. You know, what Jack did winning majors so far apart is really remarkable. But even Jack lost his drive for golf when he got into his 40s. And, you know, he has sometimes said that he regrets not putting more into it, you know, because he sees that at times he was competitive. He probably could have been competitive much more had he put in the work. And I think there's a human nature element to it. I think Tiger's comments in the Bahamas last December, that was about as honest as he's ever been, I think, in letting his true feelings out. He was, at the time, you could tell, he was very down. He didn't see a whole lot of hope at that point. He was starting to rationalize, you know, if I never do anything again, you know, I've had a great career. Anything from here will be gravy. I think watching the Masters and getting back out, now watching the Ryder Cup, I think that has a chance to light a fire. Only he really knows. In news conferences, he's talked a good game. You know, I miss the guys. I miss competing. He even said it last week at the Ryder Cup. He hinted at that. When he was asked about being a captain, he still wants to play. But deep down, does he really, really want to? Does he want to put in the work? And he has to know what kind of work is ahead of him to be able to, get back to the level and be competitive with these guys.
I wanted to ask, is Joe LaCava like sitting on his couch and there's like a Tiger bat signal that goes off and he's like, oh, I get to go to work next week. This is awesome.
Yeah, I have a sense that Tiger has kept Joe in the loop, gave him some notice about when he might be coming back. And I get the sense that Joe's antsy to get back out there too. He misses it. Those caddies are competitive as well. He very much took pride in what Tiger was doing and wanting to see him get back. So I don't know. What'll be interesting is, does Joe go with him to that Pebble Beach event, or does he just show up at the Safeway? And, I don't know how much time, if any, they have spent together on a golf course. I mean, has Joe been, these are all like, think of it. We all have a million questions. Was Joe with him on the driving range at all, working through any of this stuff, or was he just doing it with his coach? Lots of questions. We'll see how many answers we get.
And last question for you, Bob, and I again appreciate you coming on. Will his Thursday round outrate the Ryder Cup?
Wow, good question. I'm not sure. I'm guessing that you have to compare apples to apples here. We're talking on the weekday, and it sounds like the Friday of the Ryder Cup had a really, really good rating. I'm guessing it'll be in the same ballpark. What I go by is, last year at the Wyndham, that Saturday when Tiger was tied for the lead, I believe, going into the third round, that day did the same rating as the third round of the PGA the week before. Now, you have to always get to sort of, couch it. The PGA had a lot of weather issues that Saturday. So there was some, you have to kind of note that. But still, I mean, a regular tour event in Greensboro does the same as a major championship round, and it was all because of Tiger.
Right.
He was in contention. People, and here it comes to the weekend. It's on the network. And you can bet people were really, really interested to see what he was going to do. On Thursday, I'm curious if it's in the TV window or if it's in the PGAtour.com live window, which, means it wouldn't be live on the Golf Channel unless they make some arrangements to televise the whole thing, which, is beyond what I know how that works. They probably have to jump through a lot of hoops to show the whole thing. But, if they did, people would watch.
That's right.
And it would be incredible. So looking forward to seeing him back, and I hope people, will recognize that he probably needs some time.
And, Bob, this is your off season. Are you having to head out to Napa?
I am heading out to Napa, and there is no off season in golf.
Well, Bob, I'll be out there too. I'll see you next week. I really appreciate you joining me, senior writer at ESPN. You can find all of his work at ESPN.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Bob Herrig. Have a great weekend. Rest up. It's Tiger Week next week.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, that'll do it. Many thanks to Bob for jumping on the podcast so quickly and just talking a little Tiger. I thought he had some great points. It'll be very interesting to see. I mean, you could hear it from Bob, a guy that really knows as much about Tiger and inside of his camp as anybody. I mean, we just want to know what's going on. We're just interested to see what happens with this return. I think that's what a whole bunch of people are anticipating. So it'll be a big week next week. It'll be fun to watch. Of course, follow me on Twitter at Shane Bacon. You can follow the podcast at The Clubhouse Pod. If you do that, that's when we'll be doing some giveaways with Swing Juice and some other fun stuff. If you love the podcast, give us a review on iTunes, rate it, and have a great weekend. Get some golf in and get yourself ready for Tiger Woods. Hit it straight.